And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons, who's with us on the garden program this morning. He's area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service for San Antonio, the Hill Country, Bexar County, and all over.
Wherever there's a need, and there's a need today, because you know that...
You got a new recipe for us?
I have, as a matter of fact. and what makes this program popular?
What's that?
It's not yours and mine good looks, that's for sure.
No, it's not TV.
That's the only thing that keeps us on the radio. They don't know how really ugly we are, but we give people things that they can enjoy and have a good time with. And, of course, when you say enjoy, I immediately think of eating.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, last Thursday, we talked about English peas on the program.
Mm, I remember that.
And so I thought I would, there's half of the people, probably a little more than half of our listening audience that enjoys eating English peas.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the rest of them that when you say peas, and this is kind of a program that's directed towards certain people. Now, when I say peas, if the first thing you think about is English peas, you might as well turn this program off right now, because from now on I'm going to be talking about something you don't even understand.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say peas, if you think of black-eyed peas, turn the radio up, get your pencil and paper, because we're getting ready to get down to some down-home good eating. Okay, now, black-eyed peas, what we're going to talk about today. And, of course, since we talked about English peas last time, of course, I'm a few days late. Here it is, January the 8th.
And you're supposed
to eat black-eyed peas on the 1st of January.
Well, and the 2nd and the 3rd and the 4th
but,
and all.
But people get in a hurry, and, yeah. And that's the way I was. I got in a hurry, didn't have time to do this program. And had I done it on the 1st, mm-hmm. I would have not had the information that's going to make you love what you're getting ready to hear. Basically, of course, a lot of the people, like I said, the English pea mentality people,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't like black-eyed peas.
I can't believe that.
I know, but see, it goes back to what my old mama said about the possums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those people that don't like possum don't know how to cook possum, all right?
Yeah.
And that goes same with the black-eyed peas. There's a lot of people who say, hey, I get these peas, I throw them in a pot, mm-hmm. and I boil them for 8 or 10 hours, and they just don't taste good. I just don't like black-eyed peas. All right, that's the same way with collards and things
that.
Yeah. If you don't know how to cook this stuff, don't ruin it. Yeah. Don't ruin it for the rest of us. You're just wasting a good American product. You got to know how to cook it, and that's with salt pork.
Essential.
Essential. Got to have salt pork. Essential. Well, some people say, oh, you need salt pork, so they put, you know, a ham in there or something, you mm-hmm. know, big enough to where it makes the stuff too salty, mm-hmm. the peas are too salty, and then they say peas are no good. For those type of people with that kind of mentality, turn the radio off now. We're through with you. We don't want you messing up the peas. For those people that really want good peas, that really want good peas and that'll bring you good luck, and a lot of times there's fact to all the fantasy that all the old saying, they used to talk about peas bringing you good luck if you eat them on the first of the year. Do you know why they bring you good luck?
No,
they've actually found out now.
It's really true, huh?
It's really true. And the reason for that is recent studies have found that they're a good source of water-soluble, and here's the magic word. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Fiber.
Oh, your fiber's in. Fiber's in. That's
this
right.
is the same fiber that's in oat bran.
Oh.
And you know, everybody that's going nuts over oat bran and mm-hmm. eating breakfast in the morning, they look like cattle grazing at the table now, eating oats and wheat and Lord knows what, and don't even put molasses on it. This is the same stuff. And so since people are so crazy over taking care of their colons these days, I guess that's why all those southern people have lived long and prospered, is because they've been eating all those black-eyed peas and taking care of their colon all these years.
And collard really greens.
Didn't really know it. Okay, so now we know why they're healthy. Okay, now let's get to talking about how to actually cook them. And when we get back, because one of the best ways to cook them is to add some country ham to them.
Ooh,
our
yeah.
country ham dripping.
Uh-huh.
And when we get back, I want to tell people where to order good
you
country
found the
ham.
Place. I bet it's in Tennessee.
Now, this is not ham like, this is in Tennessee. This is not ham like you have in Texas. You cannot get this in Texas.
Oh.
I'm sorry, you can't get this in Texas. Like pork barbecue. Say, if you had people, what is pork barbecue? Turn the radio off. You don't know what pork barbecue is? We're through with you from now on.
Right now, we're at the halfway point, but he's got our interest peaked a wee bit. And then we'll get back to Jerry and find out all the answers to that right after this. All right, you mean you can find ham over in Tennessee better than anything we've got
better
here.
Than anything that's here.
Tell
I'll
us
guarantee
about
you that.
It.
Of course, you know, I tell people there wouldn't be a Texas if it wasn't for Crockett and his Tennessee boy riding over here looking for a fight, and reason they were so mad is that they were so far from country ham. That's why they were so mad and didn't want to ride back and get some. But you don't have to ride down there and get some either, because I've got an address that you can order it from. Mm. I also have recipes, and you know I'm an expert on recipes.
Yes, I know that. Yeah, I've heard
and
all about it.
I got two or three recipes for use of black-eyed peas. One called Texas Caviar,
ooh.
One called Hoppin' John, and one called Black-Eyed Pea Soup. So if you're interested in getting those, they were in yesterday's light on
Texas
the garden
caviar,
page.
How do
you like that? Or I'll send you a copy of these, plus this address, plus the column we wrote on Black-Eyed Peas, if you'll send me a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Weekend Gardener address, which everyone has, right?
Mm, sure.
What is it?
Yeah, well, you've got it right there in front of you.
Mac Reynolds, this is a living case of Alzheimer's. All right. P.O. Box 380391. P.O. Box 380391.
That's
38391.
Sure.
And the zip in San Antonio is 78280. Okay. When I started talking about this salt-cured ham, of course, again, we ran into some people that didn't know what it was, Shirley Johnson being one. And, of course, Shirley, being, you know, the connoisseur of good food that she is, comes up to me and says, and this is the quote, "Don't talk about that salt-cured ham. You don't talk about that because it's too salty." All right, now those type of mentally impaired people, turn the radio off now. Because, you know, of course, if you had any sense, you'd know if you get a piece of salty ham, you can soak it for 30 minutes or so and, you know, make it as bland as you want to. Mm-hmm. But this is good country ham. All right.
Tell us about it.
Here it is. And I'm going to give you the cost first.
I'm seated.
Because it's $6 a pound.
Mm.
Now, the reason I like this particular ham is if you buy an entire big ham,
right,
you waste it. These are two center-cut slices,
mm-hmm.
vacuum-sealed in cellophane.
What are they, half-inch or so thick?
Yeah,
half-inch thick.
They're thick. And so that means you basically got each serving vacuum-wrapped, which
uh-huh.
they don't go bad. When you're paying that much money, you don't want it to go bad. You can put it in your freezer and keep it forever, plus $2 shipping. So we're talking about basically about $8 a package. Now, see, for some people saying, that's too much, that's too expensive. Turn your radio off now. You're not my kind of people. My kind of people grew up eating that ham, you know, while your old mama's in there cooking this ham, and don't overcook it. You know, this is like a national treasure here. A lot of people overcook it. You know, them people cook like that, they'd overcook it. You know what I'm saying? All right, but don't overcook it. And then they put that ham good enough, then they cook those eggs and that drip it.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get some homemade biscuits, some butter, and honey. Those types of people I want. People, you know, they're worried about, oh, this grease on that, hurt bad for your head. No, forget it. You know, we're not talking those kind of people. Here's the name and here's the address of the place. It's called Tripp, T-R-I-P-P, Country Hams. Tripp Country Hams. And they're in Brownsville, Tennessee. Brownsville, that's about 15, 16 miles from my hometown.
Mm.
B-R-O-W-N, like the color, Brownsville, Tennessee. And the zip code is 380-12. If you want a street address, if you can write that fast, it's 207 South Washington Street. 207 South Washington Street, and that's in Brownsville, and the name is Tripp, T-R-I-P-P, Country Ham. That phone number, if you really have, you know, some people may be having withdrawals now.
That's right. Yeah.
Hearing me talk about the old mama and everything, is 901, which is the area code, 772-2130. 901-772-2130. And if you don't know how to cook it, don't call our county office and ask, because all you'll get is people like that talk about it, they're salty. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You better be glad the time's all gone. You're getting deeper and deeper in trouble. Dr. Jared Parsons has been with us. He's area vegetable specialist and pretty good cook on some occasions. And he'll be back with us again on Thursday.